Time for Kaleidoscope on this last Monday of the month, and it's our law enforcement update with Sheriff Jason Purrington from the Cottonwood County Sheriff's Office.
Good morning. It's a little moist out there today, but it's okay.
The farmers are happy.
Yes, I would think they would be enjoying this moisture. I'm sure it's going to help, and hopefully it doesn't get to the point where it doesn't stop.
Yes.
Yeah. because I know there's quite a few that are in the field right now. I've heard some numbers where there's some people that are done, and there's some people that are close to done, and there's people that, you know, are just getting started. So hopefully this rain doesn't cause, you know, more delay in getting into the fields, but I guess we'll find out.
Yep. Now, when it's raining like this, you never know when you may be cruising across some puddles on the road and things like that. So just general driving safety.
Yep.
It's important when it's rainy.
Well, absolutely. You know, you got the hydroplane problem and some of that, you know, drive through a standing water. A lot of it starts with your tires. You know, what kind of tires you got on your car? Are they good tires? Are they almost bald? Obviously, speed matters on how fast you're going through there, and the water gets pushed out the tread. So slow down. You know, it'd be a good time to check and make sure your tires are good, and if not, get them replaced. But obviously, water, puddles, things like that adds another kind of something to worry about when you're out there driving. You just obviously got to slow down and be vigilant on safety. Safety
definitely
first.
Yep. So. Now, and speaking of driving and farming, it's that time of year.
It is that time of year. It seems, you know, it's the end of April, so obviously it's getting nice out, sun's out.
Not today.
Not today, but it has been. And obviously farmers are going to get out there and get the crop planted and get their field sprayed and tilled and everything that goes with it, which also means you're going to see some very large equipment out on the roadways. You'll be sharing the road with that. So just some crash data. Crash data shows there were 392 crashes involving farm equipment in Minnesota from 2023 to 2025, resulting in 12 deaths and 167 injuries. So
wow.
That's a pretty big number.
That is a big number.
You know, three years, 392. So you're looking at 130 a year.
Wow.
12 deaths, 167 injuries. So obviously that's a pretty big number. Farmers need the highway to move their important equipment to prepare and plant fields each spring. Ways to stay safe: drivers, slow down, prepare to encounter slow moving farm vehicles, especially in rural 2-lane roads from now until early summer. So 2-lane roads, the county roads, those are probably, especially the roads where there's not a lot of shoulder there, you really got to be careful. Obviously, this, as we said, this time of year where farmers are going to be out getting their crop in, and that equipment these days is huge.
It is big.
They can be very big. So you got a county road with not a lot of shoulder, you know, that tractor is going to take up a lot of that road. So you just got to slow down, take your time. I know people, like I said, we say this every year, people get in a hurry, want to get from A to B, but sometimes you're just going to have to slow down, be patient. This isn't a long-term issue
right.
We're going to have.
It only is a 5-10 minute delay anyway.
Exactly.
But so what is do you know what the biggest accident is? It like coming up behind and rear ending, or is it passing and getting hit by another car? Do you know what the biggest?
So I don't know what would be considered the most often to happen.
Okay.
Maybe I don't have the stat on that, but we've seen all of those things over the years. And when I say we, just law enforcement in general.
Sure.
This was years ago. This was back when I was still a deputy working nights, driving north of Mountain Lake, 10, 11 o'clock at night. There was a tractor pulling a wagon, but there was no lighting on it. And before you knew it, I was on that trailer, and obviously I didn't hit the trailer. I was able to get slowed down and get around it. But obviously, those are the issues that you can come up with. If the lighting isn't working, if you don't have lighting on something, you should have some type of a pilot car behind you with the flashers on, especially at night. It's just, obviously, it's hard to see that stuff. And then with the size of the equipment for passing, you know, a lot of times people just kind of quick look and go. Well, that equipment is so big, you really got to make sure, you know, you're coming up to a hill or, you know, getting to the top of a hill and you just can't quite see. That's where slowing down, taking your time is obviously the safest way for you and for everybody for that matter.
Slow down, make sure your lights are on. Farmers need to make sure their lights are on, that they're playing by the rules too, day and night. It takes everybody.
And like I said, we do this every year. You know, we do it in the spring, we do it in the fall, you know. But we just want to get through this season safe as possible, no accidents. Obviously, it's going to be busy now. Wyndham has their prom coming up next weekend, next Saturday. A couple weeks after that, we got graduation. Hopefully all the planting will be done by then, but hard to say with what Mother Nature allows us to do. But when you're out and about, just need to be careful. Take your time. Be observant. Put the phones down. Put the distractions down and focus on the road and get home safe every day. So
that's what we want for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. If we could have that where we didn't have to worry about accidents,
sitting good,
we'd be sitting great.
And we need to change those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that starts with you. That starts with the drivers. You know, slow down, be patient. It's not a long-term problem we're going to have. And like I said, I know people get in a hurry, but you need to slow down. Just take your time. So.
Very good. Sheriff, anything else we need to mention today?
No, I think we're good. Other than, like I said, we got prom coming up next weekend. So obviously be aware of that. I think the kids take a bus and go to Sioux Falls or something after everything's done. But obviously there'll be a little bit more traffic during the day.
Sure.
And graduation a couple weeks after that. So.
And it really probably doesn't hurt to mention with the weather getting nice and we're coming to the end of the school year, there's little kids that are more excited to be out too.
Yeah, we're not too far from end of the school year. Yeah. It's hard to believe we're
moving
a month
fast.
Away. You know, it's just crazy how fast this time has gone. So obviously that brings in a whole new set of things that
concerns
that we have to worry about is, you know, once kids get out of school, more kids out and about, little kids doing the little kid stuff
doing little kid stuff,
you know, whatever. So
that just doesn't necessarily mean watching trap for traffic,
right? Yes. Absolutely. That's probably the least of what it means is that they just want to go.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Sheriff, thank you for coming in today.
You bet. Take care.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope and our law enforcement update on KDOM.